The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from the New England Patriots draft headquarters inside Gillette Stadium, this is PFW in Progress.
Okay, football fans, welcome to the NFL draft. Let's get back to some football.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Look, I am a football idiot. Go F yourself back.
Grandpa Draft, Paul Perillo.
I think a guy like Solder, not Sold. I don't know how many times I can say this. I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong.
Mr. Draft himself, Andy Hart.
Literally hear the echoes in his head. When he talks, it's like this vast cavern of nothingness inside that big fat noggin. That's right, you've got a storm going on inside your head. There's no doubt.
And Mrs. Draft, Eric Scalavino.
Screw you, bitch.
Eleanor.
Whoa. PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
With the 21st pick, with the 25th pick, the New England Patriots select Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, defensive end, Syracuse, linebacker, Alabama.
Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric, welcome you to the 2012 NFL Draft.
The draft is officially open.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress, day two of our special draft episodes. And we had a hell of a show yesterday made possible by two great moves by Bill Belichick moving up to take Dont'a Hightower and Chandler Jones. And later in today's show, you're going to hear from them. We had a chance to sit down with them earlier, actually just minutes ago. So we'll play that interview that we had down in our official studios, down in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. Play that after the second round, I guess.
Fans will get to hear what we hear and the fact that I like them even more now, having met them, their attitudes, their banter back and forth. I like the fact that they seem to already have some sort of a bond, and I think that's good for this defense. You know, young play. You know, if they can now get in the mix maybe with Chung and Spikes. And right. Now maybe you're building a core of a young defense that kind of has the same type of attitude and style. And I really liked Hightower's attitude. I see a lot of, not Rodney Harrison, but that type of mean a-hole on the field and really nice guy off it.
You got the feeling that he wanted to start playing now.
Oh, yeah.
Like he wants to get going.
Yeah. That kind of reminded me of Spikes. Too,
yeah, he got some spikes to him. I would compare the love of the game and the physicality. I liked how he said, I'm going to be at the ball. I mean, whenever I hit anybody, they're going to know I hit them, basically. And not just quarterbacks, but offensive linemen are going to want to know where I am. And
he's a big guy.
Who's talking?
So
I think he's just
Goodell is just introducing the second round. So, Andy, you have your best available board up.
Well, I broke it down a little by position, Fred.
Yeah.
Kind of targeting some of the people the Patriots might target. Obviously, defensive back, whether it be a safety or a corner, could still be a need. Defensive tackle, running back, wide receiver, I think could all be options at this point in the draft for the Patriots when they pick at either 48 or 62. Looking at the defensive backs, I still think talent-wise, Janoris Jenkins is the best player at the position and maybe the best overall player left on the board.
People are still really scared of him, though.
Yeah, as they should be. I based it on ability, not draft ability.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
And that's a big differentiation that somebody needs to
make. Whichever team is finally going to say, all right, well, he's worth the risk, is going to get probably the best corner in the draft.
And the lower it goes, the less the risk is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get him in the first round, big risk. You get him in the second round, risk, because you're expecting to get a guy that plays for you.
Third round.
Third and beyond. I don't know. This team drafted Kevin O'Connell in the third round and cut him, and no worse for the wear.
And that's the third round.
I said that, Andy.
Third round is the home for those kinds of players, so we'll see where he ends up going.
Tremaine Johnson is a guy that I picked in some mock drafts for the Patriots in the first round. I think he would be an ideal fit for New England. Casey Hayward, cornerback out of Vanderbilt. Brandon Boykin, the cornerback and kick returner out of Georgia,
Paul's guy,
would be a very good selection because of the return ability. I think they need to get somebody who can return coming out of this draft. He might be a guy. Brandon Taylor, the safety out of LSU, I really like. And Markell Martin, the safety out of Oklahoma State. I think those defensive backs would all make sense for the Patriots.
What do you think the chances are that they take these two second-round picks compared to moving them and maybe getting some picks later or even next year?
I think there'll be a trade tonight.
I do, too.
I still think, though, that they'll make two picks tonight.
Right.
I'm not convinced that they won't have...
I do, too.
fewer picks than they already have.
Right.
I've already projected a trade with the Eagles swapping second-round picks and picking up a fifth in the deal. You know, Bill and Andy, when they get together, you never know what
those crazy kids are going to do.
It wouldn't be a draft without an Eagle-Patriot trade.
Defensive tackle, some of the best available I like for the Patriots. I can't say his name, but the kid out of Washington.
Alameda Ta'amu.
Great, another freaking apostrophe. That's what we need in the draft class. Kendall Reyes out of
Arkansas,
I think, is a backup guy. Devin Still is very good. From what I've heard, the Patriots aren't big fans. And Josh Chapman is a guy that I think would make a lot of sense as a nose
another
tackle.
Another Bama kid, huh?
Well, we know they like Bama. And, you know, Courtney Upshaw is still on the board.
Yes.
It wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility to
get
take
both
Upshaw.
Of them, huh? Both.
Now you're really stockpiling talent and versatility on that defensive front.
Fine with me.
I mean, and Hightower has talked about he thought maybe the Patriots would go get Hightower, and you know, then when they got Jones, they thought maybe his chances went up. But clearly there was some interest there from the Patriots for Hightower and Upshaw. Moving on to the running backs, Fred.
Right.
Not Robert Turbin.
No.
I don't think he will be a Patriot. I think he's one of the best available. He's on my list. Isaiah Pede. Hard on himself.
Oh,
running back out of Cincinnati. LaMichael James is one of the stars.
Out of Oregon.
Coming out of Oregon.
Yeah.
And Bernard Pierce out of Temple, I think, is a well-rounded running back.
Well, the Rams are selecting, so Roger Goodell. Let's see what they have to say.
Oh, yeah.
To announce the St. Louis Rams selection, please welcome from the University of Memphis, the 33rd overall pick of the 1994 draft.
Oh.
Wide receiver Isaac Bruce.
What are you talking about?
We're not booing.
And from North Carolina State University, the sixth overall pick of the 1999 draft, wide receiver Torrey Holt.
Who's going to say it?
Second
those awkward Oscar
pick. With the 33rd pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the St. Louis Rams select.
See, we split it.
Brian Quick from Appalachian State.
Boy, that was quick. He didn't last long.
That's a little bit of a reach.
I think he's a good player.
No,
I think he could
be
a star in this
league.
Very
good player, too. Yeah?
Very productive. Obviously, the lower level of competition is a concern.
Right.
But I think he could make a lot
big
of plays.
Too.
I think
like
he could make a lot
too.
Of plays in the NFL.
Yeah.
Definitely fast. No doubt about that.
More than quick. Yeah, he's not as quick as you'd expect
right.
with the name.
So St. Louis trying to revive the greatest show on turf.
And interestingly, he was one of my top receivers available along with Stephen Hill and Reuben Randall out of LSU.
I can't hear you, Paul.
Paul, no, talking to the mic.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's better.
I'm sitting right in front of the mic, here, Fred.
Okay.
Sorry.
And then Joe Adams, T.Y. Hilton, and Ryan Broyles would fall out the wide receivers.
All right. Well, webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-298.
That's a terrible throw.
What's our number?
Kids on the field.
508-298. 0398 is the ace ticket hotline. Andy's here. Eric's here. Fred's here. Paul's here. Who's in the back? What's your name again?
Zach. He stood up for that, Freddie.
Zach is filling in for Kevin because Kevin's on the road with the New England Revolution.
So
he's already done a better job.
Yeah,
right.
Don't expect any technical difficulties
right.
tonight.
And Matt is down in the studio.
Kevin's not here.
So we're all here.
They're not his fault, Paul.
That's true.
Guys, any more thoughts from last night? Have you changed your mind? Are you still as excited as you were?
Well, wait, shouldn't you answer that? You're usually the one who changes his mind between the first night.
Yeah, but he started off giddy, so
he
didn't have to.
He usually goes from hating it to loved it.
Right. No, I mean, I'm asking you.
I'm still a little bit surprised that they actually did what we've been hoping that they would do every year for the past few years. They did. They traded up, not once but twice, and they took
here comes the commissioner, guys.
A front seven guy.
All right,
couple
well,
of front seven guys.
The Colts are
representing
selecting.
The Indianapolis Colts. Please welcome from Syracuse University.
Don't shoot me.
The 19th overall selection of the 1996 draft by the Colts, wide receiver Marvin Harrison.
Who's this guy?
Easy, Andy.
Making the announcement for the winner of the Bud Light NFL Draft Experience Sweepstakes is Justin Belcher from Radford, Virginia.
We just announced the pick.
With the 34th pick in the 2012 draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Kobe Fleener, tight end from Stanford.
Kobe Fleener. All right, the tight end out of Stanford.
A lot of people had him
going
to the Colts
like
there.
I don't know.
He was one of the six guys from in the green room that they expected to go in the first round.
Yeah.
The Colts suck. That's a good pick for them.
That's
they
a very
need
good
weapons.
Pick for them.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that made sense with losing Clark and Tammy that they would go after Fleener.
And he's playing with his quarterback from college.
That's true, but I think it's a waste of pick for Colts.
Oh, come on.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's not terrible.
Is he?
Yes.
He's absolutely a good player. Is he great? I don't know.
He's not a first-round pick. Is he a high second? I don't know. But if he can play, yes, he is. If Luck likes him and all of a sudden they come in and he catches 50 balls as a rookie because Luck's comfortable with him, then that's a very, very, very good pick.
I think you can book that if he's healthy.
It makes sense for the Colts. There's no doubt about that. All right, the Ravens are on the clock. So getting back to the Patriots picks last night, Eric, you are still surprised that they made that move.
Yeah, I'm still stunned, actually. I mean, I'm glad, pleasantly surprised, but I don't know why they decided to do it this year and not last year when they had by far a higher caliber of front seven, especially edge rushers, available. I'm glad they did it. I'm just surprised that they did it this year and not last year.
Clearly, they decided Jones was the guy, and they liked him and the value, and he slipped far enough so they could get him.
And Hightower, too.
They
moved up to get him, too.
No, I know, but the guy, we've been talking about edge players, and I know some people think that, in nickel packages, he's not an edge player in my mind. The edge player is Chandler Jones, and you know, I just think they must feel like Mayock did, like Mel Kiper did, that this is a guy that, had he not been hurt or maybe gone back, whatever, could be a top 10 type talent. And, you know, a lot of those guys didn't slide to where they wanted them last year, and it doesn't seem like there was as much fluid trade atmosphere. A lot of those guys went ahead of them, and they didn't feel like they could realistically move up and get a good deal to move up. This year, both deals were either dead on to the trade value chart or you made out by about 10% in terms of the point value. So it all came together properly.
Yeah, it was the right time for it. Let's get to some emails at webradio@patriots.com while we can.
Can I pose one quick thing that listeners can think about?
Sure.
Paul and I were discussing this. We've talked about trades. Oh, you swap a pick, whatever. But what about the possibility of they trade a player a la Ellis Hobbs for 2 fives a couple years ago? Name some guys you think could be veteran trade out-of-town possibilities.
That could actually get you a draft pick.
Right. You can't just say,
Sergio Brown.
Well, can't say Ross Ventrone or Ray or whichever one we still have.
I'll read this one email. James writes in, he says, the Patriots will trade their franchise tag player, Wes Welker, for a third and fourth round pick. They have a history of doing this with their franchise tags. Salary move for potential Gronk re-signing.
Has he signed? Can't trade a guy.
You would make that deal with him. That you know, it's a sign and trade.
But it would have to. I mean, to get that done in this draft, it would have to basically be done already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
The sign has to come before the trade, not the trade before the sign. It's not a trade.
Getting close to impossible.
Sign and trade.
He's talking fast.
I was thinking more along. We threw out there were Rob Ninkovich because you've added Hightower. Maybe he's now expendable. Jermaine Cunningham, if you just want to cut ties with that because you've added Chandler.
Could they trade Spikes?
Who would want him?
I mean, he's got a year left. After,
not a guy we post, but.
I mean, he's got a year after this one.
Sure.
What about Dean Fletcher?
I don't know how much you could get
I think
for
they
him,
could get
but
more from Spikes.
Yeah, Spikes or Ninkovich would get you at least a draft pick. I don't think you're going to get anything for Dean Fletcher at this point, but I know where you're going with that, Freddie, with Spikes. I don't see it. I think that they feel like he's on the cusp.
Yeah.
And I think they don't want to end that one now.
What cusp is he on?
Of being,
I think he's on the
being
cusp
legitimate
of, I think
player.
This is a crossroads type year.
Absolutely.
Cusp
oh, yeah.
We South talked, or north?
Yes, I totally agree
but
with you. I'm on board with you.
I have seen enough from Spikes to think, okay, if he can get his act together, stay healthy.
But that's the crossroads
part. Right. Then he's got a good future on this team, but this is the big year. This
right.
is it.
And that's why I don't see them making a deal with him, because I think they feel like they've invested this, and now they're right there on the cusp of him being a legitimate, consistent contributor.
And you could look really bad. You trade him for a sixth, and all of a sudden he's – because his flashes have been really nice.
Oh, yeah.
So if he does that 16 games, you're talking about a good linebacker, borderline Pro Bowl caliber linebacker. And you traded him for a six-round pick, and it's not a money issue. The other name we threw out there, just a tough one to see, but Julian Edelman. Punt return ability, he's your Welker insurance, theoretically, so I don't know if you could do it, but...
But now you have Anthony Gonzalez.
But that's a risk, though, because how
what did I
say
about him, Paul?
5 catches in the last 3 years?
Something like
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, there's good insurance.
Yeah, it's interesting, and the reason why we want to bring it out there because I'm wondering if fans have any candidates that they have. You know, and just to be clear, Andy and I are not advocating trading Rob Ninkovich or anybody else necessarily. We're just wondering who the candidates might be. They brought in two guys in Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower who might be able to factor into those kinds of roles that Ninkovich did last year, depending on what kind of scheme Belichick decides to go with on a consistent basis. So perhaps he's a guy that you've gotten some good play out of and you've upgraded. And maybe he's expendable. I don't know.
Get a pick.
All right, we're
pick
Ravens.
We're moving along
to
quickly
announce
here.
The Baltimore good. Ravens selection. Please welcome from Louisiana Tech, a 12th round pick in 1990, kicker Matt Stover.
With the 35th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Courtney Upshaw. Outside linebacker.
Good pick. That's a good pick. Alabama. Garrett Johnson replacement. Guy that could develop into a very nice, versatile player for them.
They love their defense in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Jason writes in, I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado, but from Maine originally. Do you see the Patriots drafting Stephen Hill or LSU wide receiver Reuben Randall? There's
like
no
Randall
guarantee
better.
That all those old wide receivers the Patriots signed will make the team, but one of these young wide receivers could make a difference. Mm. And also, what safety do you see the Patriots going after?
Tremaine Johnson.
Okay. Yeah, I like both Randall and Hill. I think Randall's a safer guy, and I think that the Patriots probably look at it that way too. But, you know, I don't think they're going to take a wide receiver in the second round. I think that they were intrigued by some guys. But I'm with Andy on Tremaine Johnson. We've heard too many different people sort of talking about this guy from Montana. I think this... there might be something to
that. Where
there's
smoke, there's fire?
Yeah.
All right.
Randall Hill has a higher ceiling, but Stephen Hill. Who's Randall Hill?
Randall Hill.
There is
a
Randall Hill. Yep.
Son of
back
a.
in the day.
But
see,
Stephen Hill has the higher ceiling, but Reuben Randall has the higher floor.
Oh, boy.
Just because you guys can't talk in my lingo.
It's a cliche.
Your mother's a cliche.
Brendan writes in, hey, guys, I'm a big fan. Keep up the excellent draft
what the
coverage.
Hell is that? I actually like your mother better than you, and I've never met her.
Don't listen to all the haters. Listening to you guys freak out over our two trade-ups was just priceless. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We didn't freak out.
I think we did.
You did?
Did we freak out?
We kind of freaked out.
You've been freaking out for a day and a half now.
Yeah.
Because you said they would never, ever trade up and never go back to a Super Bowl.
I don't think I never said that.
Alex.
I don't think I never said that.
Alex in Philly writes in. He says, great first-round picks. Finally traded up to get impact, hopefully, guys. Perfect second round would be Janoris Jenkins and Stephen Hill, and we got four all pros potentially.
I wouldn't get your hopes up for either guy, but
yeah,
and Hill I don't see being an all pro.
That would be like a dream draft, and I don't think that's happening either.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
All right. Ben writes in, he's from
Dover.
Vermont.
He's from Dover.
And he says, I went back and listened to the defensive end outside linebacker draft prospect review. Andy and Paul made it clear they didn't like Chandler Jones at all. They really changed their tune after the pick.
No, I changed my tune long before the pick. Conditions on the ground change.
Also, I went back and listened to the 2011 post-draft review podcast. Andy and Paul basically said that Ridley would be just a special teams contributor and that Vereen would end the season as the number one back and a Troy Brown-like fan favorite.
I don't know anything about that.
I'm starting to think you guys don't know what you're talking about. You are immensely entertaining to listen to, though.
who didn't know what he's talking about, when I said the Patriots would trade up and draft Chandler Jones, it's funny how I got lucky.
We're never going to hear the end of this, Paul.
I think that we are...
Why don't we make this trade with the Eagles?
I think we're a bit guilty as charged with Chandler Jones. He sort of grew on us a little bit, and you know, we talked a little bit about him. I still don't like him as much as evidently the Patriots do. To have
from
gone
from a football standpoint,
well,
right.
I think
he's going to be Willie McGinnis. And anyone, if this guy wants to go back and listen to shows about 5 years ago when I called Willie McGinnis one of the busts because he was a guy, he was good, versatile. Yeah.
I liked Chandler Jones. I didn't love him. And if given the choice, and the Patriots were given this choice, I'd have gone Whitney Mercilus. So I'm not being fraudulent with that. I stay with that even now after the Patriots picked Jones.
After he took a photo with Chandler Jones.
And clearly. The Patriots thought this guy was the guy that they wanted. They targeted him aggressively and moved up to 21 to get him. So that's what they felt. I didn't dislike Chandler Jones. Now, the other thing from last year, that Shane Vereen got hurt. He basically didn't play.
So we'll never, you know,
yeah,
we
he
won't
got hurt
know.
Very early.
We don't know. He didn't play at all the whole season. Mm. So I don't know. I still think that there's some talent there. And
he played in one game. He
well,
did.
No, I mean, he's super literal.
Yeah.
I mean, he played mop up against Kansas City on Monday night.
Sorry, when you say he didn't play at all the whole season, I thought you meant really.
Right? They're showing the Denver War Room right now. I think I see a PFW on the table.
That was the trade, by the way, that the Patriots got the 10%. It was like an 800 point, and they got for like 750. They did a great job.
Right. Well, the big thing that they said a couple times yesterday was the fact that they were able to do those moves and still keep the second-round picks. That was important to them.
Right.
So, you know, if you're going to take anything out of, you know, how well they maneuvered, that's the point that they wanted to hammer home, is that they were able to do it and keep those picks.
I also thought it was interesting that Bill gave Nick all the credit for kind of working those deals out.
And if he did, he deserves it because that's not easy.
No,
you know?
No.
Because from what I understand, that every war room across the league was buzzing yesterday. There were, you know, transactions.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Obviously, we saw a lot of trades, but there were a lot of stuff going on that didn't happen, too. And that's not easy, or keeping track of all of that.
And I tell you what, I like that pace that we had last night.
Oh, I love it.
That was the best first round
ever.
And
I like this pace, too. The Broncos are coming to the podium.
To announce the Denver Broncos selection, please welcome from Georgia, a sixth-round draft pick in the 1995 draft by the Broncos, running back Terrell Davis.
I don't like the pace of tonight's picks, though.
Standing right behind him.
All of these celebrity things.
These picks are flying. There's four picks already.
With the 36th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Derek Wolfe, D-tackle, Cincinnati.
That's Mel Kiper's guy.
Oh, yeah, that's like the Mike Wright redux.
Well, he's funny because a lot of people, you're our lads, I don't know where they have him, but a lot of people thought he was like a fourth, fifth round pick.
Yeah, this is very
high. Kiper has just been on the promotion train for a while. He had him in some mocks going to the Patriots at 31. I think it's a bit of a reach.
Our lads has him in the third round.
Yeah, that's where a lot of people had him.
More where he probably should have been.
But we'll see.
We will.
I'm not sold on him.
Let's go to the phones. Dylan is on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Dylan.
Yeah.
Hey, Dylan. What's going on? How old are you?
7.
And did you like the Patriots picks yesterday?
Yeah.
Which one do you like better, Chandler Jones or Donta Hightower?
There's trouble with that.
Who do you like better, Donta or Chandler?
I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Dylan.
Oh, I wanted to talk to him more.
Oh, come on.
I had a joke
Why do you think that happened, in all seriousness? What was that? I was waiting for, like, the father to get on the phone or something.
Well, it's too late.
Fred hangs up on it.
Yeah, like we have our show's too important. We can't be bogged down for 30 seconds with a 7-year-old
Those are our future
boy.
Listeners.
Would you really think that our listeners wanted to hear that extended conversation?
You don't know what I was going to get the kid to say.
No, instead they want to listen to this.
All right, webradio at patriots.com. You have to have an email address in order to email from now on.
Fred, I've been told, by the way, that you are mispronouncing Donta Hightower. It's Donta, not Donta.
Yeah, Donta.
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 Yes.
Have you not been saying that?
No, he keeps saying Donta.
Donta.
Oh. Yeah, that's wrong.
Hightower.
Don't.
Did you say it to him?
I might have.
Yes, he did.
You just got that fixed. Put a case on your iPhone.
Eric, why don't you put a case on your iPhone, Eric? Are you pompous?
Yes.
Are you being arrogant about your phone?
Yep.
That you'll never drop it again? You already broke it once.
What's the difference of... you don't have to have, like, the thing
we don't
that
pay
Andy
for
has.
It the next time.
I know.
Is that the rule?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're not supposed to pay for it the first time. So.
That's why I'm protecting myself for the next time. I learn from my mistakes, unlike Janoris Jenkins.
Andy, you know what happens there when I break it. When we're not fixing them anymore.
Stephen Westford says, after a late night last night, I had the chance to wash my windows, stir the soup, and scrape the dishes. Eric knows what I mean. I'll be perfectly happy if Bill uses his two picks
tonight. Are these all real?
Yes. I don't know, but he should go scrape his dishes again.
I'll be perfectly happy if Bill uses his
dishes.
Two
Does
picks tonight and calls it a draft.
Probably not. He'll be scraping dishes.
Okay. Fred's tick, mad. Tick, 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 tick.
Sorry,
Who
Fred.
Are these kids playing football on the field?
I don't know.
Do they have the last name Belichick?
Doesn't look like it.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was like Nick and Belichick? guys, we have a pick coming up.
The little quarterback kind of looks like Danny Woodhead.
Tim writes in, hey, guys, I was just researching the Patriots' 21st pick, Chandler Jones, and I happened to note that an NFL.com review of him initially said he would be drafted in the third round. Why was he drafted 21st? Why such a dramatic rise? Doesn't that worry you?
Well, the injury was an issue. The injury, the production, the last year. Coming out early after a year in which you missed five games and only had four sacks is a concern. But then you get to the measurables, the length,
potential,
and he moves up. I mean, he's not the only guy that moved up. You ever hear of Bruce Irvin? He moved up pretty far from second, third round.
Way too far.
There's a lot of guys that are, you know, Derek Wolfe, a guy we just talked about. So that's just what happens. Plenty of these, what's his name? McClellan wasn't in Paul Perillo's top 100, and he went to the 12th pick in the draft.
The Bears, or 10th,
right? 18th, somewhere.
I wish you would stop calling it the Paul Perillo top 100. It wasn't Paul Perillo's top 100.
I thought you gave it to them.
Yeah, no, I got it off the internet. Same place you get your stuff.
I get my stuff out of my mind.
Paul's trying not to hit Andy right now, you can tell.
You're sitting on your mind right now, apparently.
My mind is very active, if that is my mind. Because,
yes, it is. The Browns are selecting.
We have a window open here.
Yes.
Or have they already selected? Did we miss the Browns?
Might have.
Matt LePan?
Yep. It's Trent Richardson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got to think the Browns are going offensive.
I'm on top
line
of this, don't worry.
All right, okay. Tyler from Danbury writes in, I sent an email yesterday about how I didn't think the Patriots have really improved the pass defense. I was leaving work, so I guess it was sort of confusing. Anyway, let me clarify. I like the Jones and Hightower picks. It really improves our overall defense next year and in the future, but I don't see how it vastly improves our pass rush this year. Yeah, they both can get to the quarterback right now, but I just don't think it makes up for losing Anderson, who I admit wasn't an impact player necessarily, but still had a decent year, and a healthy Andre Carter, even if they re-sign, probably wouldn't make steady contributions until later in the season. So what is he talking about? He contradicts himself.
He's saying that they haven't upgraded because they had Anderson and Carter last year, and they replaced them with two rookies who probably aren't ready to be better than those two veterans are in 2012.
He might be right.
No, but is that inaccurate?
I guess that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but he's also saying Andre,
I don't think that's foolish.
But he's also saying Carter wouldn't be able to contribute to later in the season anyway. Yeah.
Is that what he said, or is he talking about the rookies?
He says probably won't make steady contributions until later in the season.
The rookies.
Due to his injury. No.
Oh, okay. I'm
Carter.
Yeah. That's why I think we need a guy like Jenkins who will improve our pass defense right away. Sure, he's a gamble with his off-field issues, but his immediate on-field contributions would negate our need for a guy like Jones. Let's go to the podium.
To announce the Cleveland Browns selection, please welcome from Maryland, the fourth overall pick of the 1962 draft by the Browns, receiver Gary Collins.
This guy was a receiver?
He's massive.
Because Goodell's pretty big.
Wow.
He received a lot of dinners.
With the 37th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Mitchell Schwartz, tackle, California.
Schwartzy.
He's pretty good.
All right.
I like
sure.
him.
Okay.
Solid player.
All right.
4-year starter, I believe.
I knew it had to be an offensive lineman. I didn't know which one, but.
Okay. Brian from Baltimore says, awesome show yesterday. Had a blast
durable
listening this morning. After knowing all the picks ahead of time, people at my work kept looking at me weird because I was laughing out loud. So what are the odds the Patriots use these two picks and call it a wrap for the draft, or are they going to just pick up picks and move back? I don't want to see it, but I'm thinking this round will be like the new first round in the past.
Yeah, I don't like Schwartzy. No knee bend. He's a waistbender, questionable feet. He's an NFL right tackle, 51 starts in college, 2 years on the left side. But he gets off balance. Ugh, I didn't care for him. He got a diagonal down arrow.
Okay.
Oh, again with the arrows.
It's my system.
I know.
I like the Ohio State guy a little bit better, I think.
Mike Adams?
Yeah. He's still available,
He dropped like a stone, too. Some people had him going mid-first round.
Mikey. I didn't like him either.
Kyle writes in.
NFL draft scout had him first, second round.
I'm saying some people had him way
I liked
up
him. I liked him better than Martin from
Stanford. I feel a fight coming on.
Is there another wedding going on here? Remember last year at the draft we had a wedding? What's going on?
Yeah, that was on Saturday.
Is that a prom or a wedding?
I don't
know. Oh, you're right. It was a prom.
Is it
kind of
early
year
for a prom?
I don't know, but if it's a prom, I'll be back in 20.
Oh, stop.
Kyle writes in, Brian Hoyer.
Because he's got to go scrape the dishes.
Yeah.
You guys were soliciting
prostitution?
That in Paris soon. Also soliciting
another Jaguars
trade bait.
Fred Taylor. Oh, that was the other ex-patriot.
Jacksonville Jaguars selection.
Taylor, yes.
Please welcome, from the University of Florida, the ninth pick of the 1998 draft by the Jaguars, running back Fred Taylor.
Nice man.
Love Fred Taylor.
Imagine if the Jaguars said his son.
With the 38th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Andre Branch, defensive end, Clemson.
I like it.
Okay, Jaguars take Branch.
Not overly excited to go to the Jaguars.
He's not. Oh,
he
doesn't want to be a Jag.
He doesn't
want to
do it.
He is not happy.
He didn't even
want
to take his hat off.
I'll tell you, I would be throwing up right now if I was a Jaguars fan.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't want to be there.
He doesn't look at all enthused. Everyone around him
does. All seriousness, if you just picked him, if you were the who's the GM of the Jags?
That guy.
Thanks.
That guy.
No,
so
Gene Smith.
Okay, just to reiterate, the Jaguars do not have a woman general manager. I would be going to Roger Goodell right now and say, can I change that? I mean, how can you feel happy about that?
I know.
How could a guy be that disgusted to go? It's unbelievable.
You wonder. Now, the two teams that pick next are the Rams and the Panthers in that order, and you wonder if maybe he had his heart set on one of those two teams.
Maybe. Or maybe we're just misreading it. Maybe he's like in that moment of
maybe
shock.
Maybe he's stunned.
Because everybody was celebrating.
I bet you he wanted to go to the Panthers.
Maybe.
Being from Clemson.
Maybe.
Now he's happy. Okay.
Yeah, I think he was in a moment
crying.
Of shock
he's
or something.
Crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to Jacksonville.
Poor guy.
That's right. I'm going to Jacksonville, bro.
Poor guy.
I don't want to go to Jacksonville.
I've been there.
I don't want to be a pirate.
I don't want to be a Jaguar.
Tim Tebow didn't want to go there either.
You guys were looking for trade people who.
Yeah.
Brian Hoyer, says Kyle.
No.
Would be.
And who's our backup quarterback?
I don't have any backup.
You'd have to feel real confident about what Ryan Mallett did at practice last year.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted him in restricted free agency, so who's going to want him in a trade?
That was my next statement, is I'm not sure what you're going to get. I suppose you could get a sixth or seventh round pick, but I'm not positive you could. Asante Samuel only got you a seventh rounder. I don't know.
You might be able to get something for Mallett because there's more unknown, and you know he might have been a higher, you know, rated draft pick last year. But you need some players at that position.
Adam Schefter says, Janoris Jenkins going to the Rams.
Ooh, I like
boy.
It.
Okay.
Helping out my boy.
Why isn't this refresh?
So I think it's either corner or tackle.
Shut up, man.
With the 39th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, St. Louis Rams select Janoris Jenkins.
Right.
Defensive back, North Alabama.
A lot of talent coming off
Jenkins
the board.
Off the board. Yep. Joe wants to know, what's up with Cunningham? Is he still on the team? Will he even play this year?
Yes, and I have no idea.
Cunningham?
Yeah.
Cunningham could be gone after camp.
I don't think he makes the team.
Or he could establish himself as a player.
He could start opposite Chandler Jones.
Yeah, it's a different kinds of crossroads because it's not about, you know, his off-field stuff and his reliability, but this is a crossroads year for him, too.
I predict he doesn't make the team.
KP ability.
I think that there's a decent chance of that being accurate, Eric.
And Janoris
Jenkins and Courtland Finnegan, your cornerbacks, by the way.
Looking ahead, it's going to be fun to watch Janoris Jenkins in person later this year.
Yeah. Covering
at
Deion
Wembley.
Branch and somebody else.
Mark from
Good thing they signed all those wide receivers. They'll need them.
Mark from Cheddar says a couple of quick points. Eric thinks I have a problem with him. I do not.
I do.
Have a problem with Eric. Pompous Eric is good for the show, but angry Pompous Eric is great for the show. So by trying to make him angry, I am just trying to
help
my
out
part
the show.
And make the show better.
Okay.
Now on to Eric. Yesterday he was complaining
about
about him announcing Twitter speculation before the pick. Yes, Fred, that does make sense. He kept saying, don't people just want to find out as quickly as possible? So Eric has a problem with delaying gratification. We have found why the dry spell has reached 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Those are unconfirmed.
When he gets talking to a girl, 5 minutes later, he says, thank you, I'm done. Also, people like Eric are the reasons that Bill Belichick cannot win with some people in the draft no matter what he does. Eric wants him to trade up. He does that, and Eric says, it's the wrong player.
I didn't say that.
In the words of Andy, unfreaking believable. Anyway, keep up the great work. I will be buying you lunch as soon as Chris with a TIN has finished his extended stint. Oh, and always F the Jets, F the Giants, and Tim from Pensacola sucks.
Listen, Cheddarhead, I just spent the beginning of the show saying how much I was in shock because they finally did something I liked.
But you said they should have done it last year. You still think they should have done it last year?
I still think they should have done it.
You think they got a lesser player than they would have gotten last year?
Actually, I think they should do that every year.
They would have won the Super Bowl if they had done what he said last year.
They should every year try to trade up and get as many picks as possible in the first two rounds, and the hell with these day three picks.
Freddie, it's not exactly an outrageous statement to say that they would have won the Super Bowl had they drafted one of those pass rushers in the first two rounds.
Well, sure.
If Alden Smith had been a Patriot, you think they would?
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can't. It sounds very.
You went like this, and it sounded weird.
Okay. Yeah, that. Don't
oh,
do that.
Yeah, no, baby.
Stop. Stop.
Adam writes in, with two picks in this round, who or what option, such as trade down or out, should we take? I was a skeptic of this draft class and wanted us to trade for next year, but Jones and Hightower can revitalize our average below D. Below average D, I mean. We still need a safety.
Wait a minute. It's written properly and you read it incorrectly?
Revitalize a below average D.
Can we get some light in
here? We still need a safety or cornerback. Who do you guys think is the best option for the Patriots?
Tremaine Johnson.
Yeah, I like that one.
Out of Montana.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cornerback slash safety, 6'2", 210-ish.
Yeah.
Can lay the lumber, can cover, can play free safety. Like it, like it, like it.
I like him, and I also like my boy Brendan Boykin.
And Adam has some picks, players to trade. Spikes for a fourth rounder or Hoyer for a fourth or fifth rounder.
Hoyer's not going anywhere.
I don't want to trade Spikes. I like flashes of Spikes.
Yeah, I don't want to trade Spikes either. I'm not nearly as big a fan as Fred is, but I think there's...
Well, nobody's as big a fan as Fred.
You've seen too much.
Fred likes flashes of Spikes, too.
You've seen too much.
Well done, Flash. Give yourself a rim shot.
Flash of
hot dogs and sausages.
Just to get back to Paul's thing on Boykin, I would like that pick because of the return ability, but at some point we need to figure out the whole, is Greg Bedard right and is Devin McCourty a safety or is he a corner? Because that would fall into what you're looking for, because if you get Johnson, at least there's some position flexibility. Boykin is a corner. You drafted a corner.
Yeah, but I like Boykin as a corner. I don't like him just
a corner.
I'm sorry. I like him more than just as a returner.
No,
I think
no,
he's a
I know.
Cornerback,
no,
so.
I know, but we need to know what they're doing on defense.
I find it hard to believe that they're just completely going to give up on McCourty at corner.
I do, too. And I missed it somewhere because I hear guys like Chris Price on EEI telling me how great McCourty looked at safety, and I missed it.
I missed that, too. I don't think he looked that great at safety.
From Nebraska, the 38th overall pick in the 1999 draft by the Carolina Panthers, defensive end Mike Rucker.
With the 40th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Amini Silatolu, guard, Midwestern State.
We actually just had the conversation with Tippett about Troy Brown saying he was nervous to say the pick, and
this
he was the example
nervous.
I said, and Tippett was like, no, it's easy. They do the pronunciation on the – it's on a big card. It's easy.
You know, it's,
and I said, that guy's not easy no matter how they write
that
it.
That was the guy that we used as an example, but he messed up the easy part.
Right. Amini. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Silatolu.
Christian writes in, great job, gentlemen. Downloaded the podcast this morning. Listened to last night's show. Academy Award as usual. Now I got to go plan out my robbery of Fort Knox to pay for your lunches.
Just so you know, we're only going
to
make you buy
one.
Yeah,
you
we're
only
just
have to buy
busting
one.
With you.
Just four.
Yeah. So in case,
just four.
In case
we're not
going
to wait for a long month where we happen to have five in the month.
Christian, in case people don't know, Christian was so sure that the Patriots would not trade up. He said, if they do, I'll buy you lunch for a month.
So now he owes us 2 months because they traded up twice.
We're not going to hold you.
We're not going to hold it.
Just 1 month. A short one, 2-4. Not five.
Not five. Okay. Danal from Ireland says, hey, guys, and Eric.
Just the river.
I'm sure I'm not alone in wishing this, but I'm really hoping the picks yesterday turn out to be long-term Patriots as core parts of the defense. They better. They're first round picks.
If not, it's not good.
No, Andy only wants 5 years out of that.
There's been too much chopping and changing the last few years, and as a result, the defense has been a bit vanilla. I believe that one of the reasons the Patriots had a good defense in 2003-04 was that in addition to having good players, most of the players knew the system inside and out, so Bill and Romeo could be more creative in their game plans. I sometimes wish that Bill would give guys a bit more time to prove themselves and ingratiate themselves in the system, and therefore he can be more creative, and as a result, the defense should be better. Should Bill give the draft picks a bit more time to prove themselves? I'm keen to hear your thoughts on this. I think he knows who he needs to stick with and who he doesn't.
You can kind of tell.
And even then,
I would say that the Patriots are anything but vanilla on defense, even with the team they had last year. You know, they were multiple fronts. You know, they had guys playing in all different positions.
Yeah.
They're not vanilla.
A lack of talent doesn't mean that they're not doing things.
I agree with them.
Creatively.
In 03, 04, they had great players. I don't think that – but I don't think that defense was any more complicated than the defense last year. They were just better.
Yeah.
You know,
they had guys who could do more things out of those different looks. You know, you can put a guy in a look. Yeah, successfully, exactly.
That word's tough for you, isn't it?
No.
That's two shows
it's
in
just,
a row.
It's cold, so I'm
it's
just
not that
chatter.
Cold, Grandma.
Yeah, are you really that cold?
No, I'm just –
some meat on your bones.
Ed writes in, do you think the Patriots should seriously consider a trade for Mike Jenkins from the Cowboys?
We missed Brandon Carr, by the way. I forgot. Remember we were talking about the Cowboys' corners?
Oh, yeah.
They gave him $50 million this offseason.
That's correct. That is correct.
A lot of,
the Bills, we also credited Scott. We also blamed Scott Pioli for Glenn Dorsey, and he didn't take him. He inherited
Jackson.
Him. He took Jackson.
Jordan writes in, do you see the Patriots, if they get a third rounder by trade or a fourth or something, I don't know. Do you see them taking Ryan Broyles as a project after his injured knee?
I think he would be attractive to them later in the draft.
Yeah.
Not 3, 5, 6. He's a good player.
If they could
I don't think he's a project. The project is just get healthy.
Yeah, the Andy Hart deal with Philadelphia where you pick up a late round pick somewhere, that's prime for a guy like Ryan Broyles.
Okay.
He's a good player.
And we are told that there's some guys later in the draft that they really like, that they think would be value at that point in the draft.
Yes.
So,
really, really, really.
You know, the odds that the Patriots do have some later picks is pretty good.
But your gut tells you that they could trade a 2 for 1?
They could for next year.
I think that'd be a steal of a trade. If you trade 48 for a 1 next year, I think that's a really good trade.
Well, you need a dance partner, right?
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we haven't had a trade yet, have we?
Tim in Fresno says, have you seen
this
that?
This time yesterday, we'd had like 4.
Yeah.
Tim in Fresno says, have you seen that Aspolian on ESPN? He refuses to give any props to the Patriots picks in the drafts. He is truly a dick. He said it. I think we are going to have a great
you actually read it.
2012. Go Pats, F the Jets. Is he not giving the Patriots any credit?
I haven't seen him.
I haven't
post.
I've been with you, Fred.
I saw a good pre-draft thing they did the other day, a gimmick where they actually put the clock on and did a trade back and forth. And you got to sweeten it. And they were doing the points and what you would take. And Trey Wingo was the phone man, but Pulliam was the GM. And I think they may have been calling Parcells and doing like a real.
That
was good.
From North Dakota State,
here's the Bills.
The 54th overall pick of the 1991 draft by the Bills. Defensive end, Phil Hansen.
With the 41st pick of the 2012 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills once again circle the wagons to select.
Oh, come on.
Cordy Glenn, tackle.
Hey, Paul's guy.
Cordy Glenn goes
that's a good
to
pick there.
The Bills.
I like him.
That's
he can good, play guard or tackle.
That's a good pick for them. They need offensive line help big time.
That's their left tackle.
He can play.
All right.
Tackle, guard. On the top of the screen it says guard. And it's right. He could play
both. He could play both.
And I'm not totally 100% sold he could be a tackle. I don't think he's a left tackle.
He's a left tackle in this highlight clip.
Well,
right
he's in college in this highlight clip.
Yeah. Before we continue with the Glenn stuff, we were just talking about the lack of trades. Jason Lacanfora says the Jets have traded to Seattle's spot, which is coming up in 2 picks.
That it's
yes,
true. The Jets
yeah,
are
it's
in,
already on the it's on
the
my
Jets are
tracker.
In, the 11th slot after the Dolphins. So let's go to the phones quickly. Larry is in Miami. Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing much. How you doing? What do you think so far?
We'll see when the whistle blows for the first snap. You know.
Yes, we will. But I want an opinion. Okay. No.
An opinion.
Get off the fence, Larry.
An opinion. I would rather like Merciless. To
okay,
be honest
that's
with
fair.
You.
Yep.
And Well, Hightower, every mock draft almost had Hightower going around that range. Well, of course, we traded up. But right. That was a pretty solid pick. I really like it. It's fine.
Yeah,
I think we just...
It's funny. Earlier in the mock drafts, a lot of people had Dante Hightower with the Patriots down at like 27.
Well, everybody had him with Pittsburgh at 24.
No, well, I'm looking at the early ones. The first ones, NFL.com had like 4. matched up. I think they had Mayock and Lombardi.
Yep.
And two of those guys had Hightower going to the Patriots.
Yeah, the Alabama connection is very strong.
Right.
And people don't, you know, people take that seriously when it comes to this team.
What else you got, Larry?
Now, I was going to see, like, well, it's too late since the Jets already traded up because I feel that they were trying to pick probably one of the cornerbacks.
Hey, Larry, hang on.
Larry, let's hear what the Dolphins are doing. Hold on.
All right.
The Miami Dolphins 1980 second round pick, Hall of Fame center, Dwight Stevenson.
Thank you. With the 42nd pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Jonathan Martin, tackle, Stanford.
We got ourselves a run on tackles.
All right,
here.
Jonathan Martin out of Stanford goes to the Dolphins.
That's good.
They're protecting the quarterback they don't have.
That's good for Chandler Jones and Jermaine Cunningham because he sucks.
I don't think Jonathan Martin's very good.
Okay.
And just to defend Miami a little bit, Fred, I agree with you probably, but they did draft a quarterback with the 8th overall pick yesterday.
Okay. Larry, what else you got?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, what are we going to do with our defensive backs, you know, what are we going to do to address that? I understand we need probably another young receiver, but I feel that we need to do whatever we can for the defense.
Yeah, I mean, I it's a good question, Larry. And, you know, they did some things in the offseason. They brought in Gregory. Who knows if he's going to be a good safety. There's rumors that they're going to move McCourty over to safety. Rozai Dowling, we're hoping, you know, stays healthy. You know, so they've got, I'd say right now at this time, better depth than they had at the end of the season last year. But can any of these guys, you know, really step up?
They are significantly better right now in terms of defensively. Tracy White would not start the game tomorrow.
We're saying overall defensively.
No, defensive backfield.
Oh, I thought you meant
we
overall.
We haven't really done
Steve Gregory, so you're better.
Yeah, Steve Gregory, so you have
you're a little bit better.
You are correct, Fred.
And the forget
it. Marginally.
Let's go to Nick in Fort Worth. Hey, Nick.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, we're just following this draft. It's going by fast, which is good.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet because, honestly, the callers are the worst part about the show.
All right, talk to you later.
I had a question for Mr. Draft. Is Mr. Draft available?
Oh, I'm right here. What do you need?
Well, for God's sake.
So, obviously, our two first-round picks have some pass rush potential, but I don't see either one being the impact pass rusher.
Neither guy is a 10-sack guy.
Exactly, and that's what I was thinking. But what do you think the possibility is of them combining for 15 sacks, let's say?
Between them?
You guys later. Yeah, between the two of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, thanks, Nick.
8-7, 9-6, sure. I think that's what you're going to get. You're going to get McGinnis and Vrabel, Colvin and Vrabel, Colvin and McGinnis type, where you add up the two and you're in that 15-16 sacks ballpark.
I agree. Do you think this year?
Well, considering Alden Smith had, what, 14 as a rookie, and Chandler Jones thinks he's the next Alden Smith, why not?
Do you think this year?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. But I do agree with the overall assessment. I think those two guys are going to be able to be consistent producers. They won't lead the league,
but
they'll be consistent producers.
And isn't that what everybody says
Absolutely.
Bill wants?
Yep.
Bill doesn't want a guy that can get 15 sacks. He wants the McGinnis and the Vrabels. He wants versatility on the edge. He wants a guy, he might get 8 or 10. He values the pressure more than the sack.
Who are you impersonating?
Yeah. Who is
all these people.
No,
guy in the booth next to us before?
Our guy Derek from Arizona says the Jets are going to take your guy, Stephen Hill.
No chance.
All right.
No chance.
Casey.
Okay. You want to bet a lunch on it? D money? Does he have a source?
You are right, Eric.
No, he doesn't.
Eric,
oh, wait.
You are right about that run on tackles.
Oh, I thought you meant the Patriots.
Oh, who did the Jets? Oh, the Jets took Stephen Hill?
Yeah.
That would be a good pick for them.
That's what's being reported.
Okay.
That replaces...
Yeah, and then Jeff Allen to the Chiefs. Another tackle.
Good Lord. Where
are you
getting these picks?
Now,
we don't like teasers.
Jason Lockenfora.
We've been doing it really well today, Paul.
Yeah, stop teasing me.
Don't screw it up. Casey in Toronto says, what about the pick 62?
Is this where I play the role of Eric and just start yelling at everybody?
Right, yes, please do.
What about 62
and
for Mike Jenkins
sex.
In pick 81, or alternatively,
my
pick
wife is
113? Have the Cowboys actually announced that he's on the block yet? Would you guys want him? Keep up the great work. Mike Jenkins, everybody talking about Mike Jenkins.
Didn't they like him coming out of the draft back a few years ago?
Yeah, he was a very promising player who had a terrible year last year.
Maybe we could trade McCourty for Jenkins.
Oh, I would do that, I think.
I wouldn't. I like Devin.
No.
I mean, I like Devin too,
it's
but
personal.
The Jets pick is in. Not ready to go to the podium yet, I guess.
Freddie, are you happy if the Jets take Stephen Hill here?
Do you think
he's a bust pick,
yes,
or are you scared to death that he will be blowing by your secondary?
I could care less.
I'm sorry. I thought they were our division rivals. This was a football show.
I'm neutral, right?
I'm neutral, right. Well, right. How can you be? Yeah.
That makes for great radio. He's neutral.
I
want an opinion.
I'm not worried about a fourth place team.
This guy.
To announce the New York Jets selection, please welcome from the University of California, Berkeley, the 33rd overall selection of the 1977 draft by the New York Jets.
Freeman McNeil.
Wide receiver, Wesley Walker.
Wesley Walker? Not Wesley Welker. I hope
Derek
is right.
With the 43rd pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the New York Jets select Stephen Hill, wide receiver.
Good job, Derek.
Georgia Tech.
Stephen Hill goes to the Jets, the 11th.
All that missing
pick of
class finally
round.
Paid off for
it's
you.
Going to be interesting.
Wait,
I guarantee
why are we giving
it.
Derek credit for this again?
He's the first one I saw reported.
Oh, okay. You guys yelled at me for giving the picks off of Twitter.
I didn't yell at you.
Touchscreen.
I think we should give him. As soon as we get the info, report it.
Jamal is from New York. He says, listening to the show right now at work, hoping I don't get caught and fired. But I got away with it yesterday, so hey, just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the show, especially last night's. Really excited about the two picks and hoping we draft Vinny Curry and Brandon Taylor tonight. Keep up the great work. What do you think of
Vinny Curry? I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's still out there.
I mean, I don't think we'll draft him, but I forgot about him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not been talked about.
No, I haven't
at all.
Really heard any
recently.
I didn't love him when I watched a couple games in college. I think he's a. I think he'd be in that 8-sack mold. I don't think he's an elite pass rusher.
He's not an 8-sack guy?
No, I think he is an 8-sack guy. He's not a double-digit type sack edge presence. I still can't get over Fred not caring that they drafted a guy that averaged 30 yards a catch. Again, that you play twice a year and you have the worst secondary in football. I'm indifferent. How can you not care?
Because they have Mark Sanchez and Tim Tebow.
He didn't catch the whole thing. Oh, now Tim Tebow can't play.
Right.
Last year he could. Now he can't. I get it.
He's not a guy that can take advantage of Stephen Hill.
Yeah, he doesn't throw deep.
No, he didn't complete any.
The only thing he can do, and he's got Demaryius Thomas part deux.
All right. So,
all he can do is throw it up for grabs.
So make
That's all he can do.
You think this just puts the Jets over the top?
No. God, no.
So then what are you worried about?
It's got nothing to do with worry. We think
it's
a good pick.
I'm not worried. You asked me if I'm worried. I'm not worried.
Your defense couldn't cover you.
I am not worried. Are you worried?
No.
Okay. So
about Stephen Hill, yes.
Stephen Hill, yes. I think he could blow right by Kyle Arrington and embarrass him.
All
do I think the Jets are better than the Patriots? No.
That's all I care about.
Because your larger
Why
point
are you talking
is accurate.
Like that?
Sanchez stinks.
If Stephen Hill scores a touchdown, good for him. The Jets will not win
I can't
game.
Freaking wait till we play the Jets and he throws something when Stephen Hill is running down the field for a 70-yard touchdown.
I'm also going to continue to predict that they'll split the season series because that's generally what happens. It didn't happen last year, but it's generally what happens.
Okay. All right. Everything but Patriots.com.
No, we're just looking to have talk
I'm
radio.
I'm trying to do what you yelled at us for not doing
you asked
early
me
in the
if thing. I was worried. I said no.
Yeah, have an opinion.
But you came out
You're
with
not
a ridiculous.
About anything.
I don't worry about fourth place teams. You're just trying to make jokes.
I don't.
We're asking you seriously.
I'm serious. I'm not worried about the Jets this year.
That's not what the question was.
Well, look,
the question was about.
If I thought Stephen Hill.
Andy asked you about Stephen Hill. If you don't know who he is, then just say you don't know who he is.
If I thought Stephen Hill was going to put him over the top, I'd be worried. I don't think he is. Oh,
but that wasn't the question. Over the top? No, we all think the Patriots are the best team in the division.
Is that his whole family?
Stephen Hill will
is
not.
Is he good? Is he going to help them? Can he do things that might hurt the Patriots?
Not enough to.
No.
Not enough to make them a better team than
again,
the Patriots.
But can you answer the question? Is he any good? Is
he
a good player? Did the Jets improve themselves?
Maybe, but not enough. I'm not worried.
Fred's looking in the reflection and arguing with the window. It's kind
of
funny to watch.
I'm not worried.
I'm not asking you if you're worried.
You know,
I'm asking you if you think it was a good pick or not.
I'm more. I'm. It's
that's
a,
all.
It's
like yes or, that's a yes or no answer. Is it a good
I'll
pick for the Jets? Yes or
right
no?
Now.
No, that you asked me if I was worried.
No, I didn't ask you if you were
Andy
worried.
Andy did.
He asked you if Stephen Hill was a good pick for the Jets.
That's probably fine. Who cares, though?
Still can't
still get back to who cares.
It's the Jets.
Right, your rival. I think you should care.
They're not going anywhere this year. Without Stephen Hill.
I just thought we were supposed to look at the teams in our division and wonder what
they're doing. Analyze
and
it, break
I'm
it down.
You right now, they're fourth
Instead,
place
we ha- we come up with sarcastic comments
Wait
like a fourth place team. The Dolphins don't have a quarterback to protect a quarterback that they don't have, even though they took one in with the eighth pick. I thought we were trying to like actually analyze.
I'm more worried about the Bills than I am the Jets.
Willie
from Nebraska. The 74th overall selection of the 1993 draft by the Chiefs, guard Will Shields.
Oh, you got the Will right.
With the 44th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Jeff Allen, guard, University of Illinois.
Okay. Got to run on guards.
Jeevan
writes in, I love the picks from yesterday. There's nothing better than your favorite team drafting the player you want so bad. Love the Chandler Jones pick. Not sold on Hightower, though. I don't see the Patriots selecting two players in this round. They will move back one of the picks. What do you think of getting Markell Martin in the third round today?
I like him.
And so far, I think the Rams have done the best in the draft. As always, Jets suck and make horrible picks. I think I was cheering more when the Jets took a complete bust than I did when Patriots took Jones.
Who is this emailer?
Jeevan.
Great job, Jeevan. He answered my question. He thinks they picked a bust.
But this came in before Stephen Hill, Paul.
I'm just saying. He answered the question. I like it.
Okay.
This Jeff Allen guy was the one that multiple places I read quotes from unnamed scouts said he looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Chicago made a trade here. Is that what they're saying over there?
The Bears are on the clock. The Rams got a couple picks.
The Bears from Cowboys through the Rams. So Bears are 13th in this round. Eagles are following them.
Patriots are only three picks away.
Three picks away from trading down.
Woo! No, this isn't the swap pick. I don't think I predicted.
This isn't the one?
I don't think so. No. But I don't know. Who knows?
let's see. Mike writes in, Jeff Fisher... cornerback drafted Pac-Man Jones, Janoris Jenkins. He did not seem to learn his lesson. Kind of a good point there. Right?
Yeah, that's right. He did draft Pac-Man.
Janoris Jenkins was off of,
same type of thing.
Some team's boards.
Mm-hmm.
TG and NJ, great first round last night. Still can't believe they traded up twice even. Crazy Belichick, you never really know what the mother is going to do.
wow.
This is weird tonight. You guys are ahead of my DirecTV by about 5 seconds, whereas last night you guys were behind, so I'm hearing the pick first from PFW. And he wants to know, is Squidward in a better mood tonight? He was a bitch last night. Or he wishes he was with one.
Every night.
Please, Squiddy, get it in Paris and stop being such a pompous ass.
Screw you, bitch.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth there.
You guys are giving him too much. I don't think he's going to stop being a pompous ass when he gets laid.
No, it would probably be more of one.
Right. I mean, the guy has endless confidence in an 8-year dry spell. That's remarkable.
Got to stop tossing those numbers around.
I like how he keeps saying it's unconfirmed. He doesn't say it's inaccurate. It just says it's unconfirmed.
Exactly. Semantics, Paul.
When was the last time you got to second base?
Why don't you just watch the picks?
All these dates you've been on.
Just relax.
First base?
Ready.
Let's go to the phone.
Did you run down the line recently?
Tom is in Wilmington. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
I may have bunted.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Tommy.
Fred, I'm a younger caller, so please don't hang up on me.
How old are you?
That's fine. Just keep talking.
I'm 15 years old.
Okay.
You got a girlfriend?
No. Do you have your parents' permission to listen to the show?
You know what you and Eric have in common?
Shut up.
You don't get any.
Thanks, Andy.
He's like that all the time.
Tom, go ahead. Don't let him bother you.
Just keep talking. Don't listen to the fathead.
I like the Hightower pick because I think Phil knows what he's doing. I think he's going to have a certain formation or something for him. And I just had a question. Even though they only traded up a few spots, do you think that had anything to do with the rookie wage scale?
That's a good question, Tom. Thanks for the call. It might have.
I don't think so.
They might have weighed the value and thought that there was a little bit more value in doing so. You know, but
didn't they know they were going to have a rookie weight scale last year?
They didn't know what it was going to be, though.
No, but they didn't know for sure.
They didn't know for sure.
Yeah. And those picks have never been toxic, though. Mm-hmm. The toxic picks were the top eight.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That's why they traded down for Gerard Mayo, because they couldn't, God forbid, take him at eight or wherever they were.
Right. I think Tom's theory held true early in the draft when you saw all those teams, you know, moving up and sliding around because they weren't afraid.
Four, five, six, seven. Yeah.
They weren't afraid to pay the money because it's pretty much a fixed cost now.
Much
smaller.
But it's a good thought.
Him and my boy Worthy.
You know, definitely a good thought. But I think at the end of the day, they saw these guys. They were willing partners. They could do it without losing their second-round picks, and they jumped. And, you know, that's the bottom line. I don't think money had it.
Because Stone Cold said so?
To announce the Chicago Bears selection.
Good.
Please welcome from Louisville, the 19th overall pick in the 1980 draft by the Bears, linebacker Otis Wilson.
With the 45th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Alshon Jeffries, wide receiver, South Carolina.
Alshon Jeffrey.
All right.
Another cock goes.
Now, Fred. Fred?
Yes.
That's a bust waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Well, first of all, he's going to bust out weight-wise and be up to 270 again. Or 240. But you know what I mean. Tight end.
Did anyone notice that typo they just had on there?
No.
They said he ran a 4.17 40.
Nice.
What?
That's fast.
Didn't he run like a 4.8?
Oh, yeah. No, he actually ran a decent 40, didn't he?
I don't think it was 4.17.
No, that was a typo.
4.41 is not a decent 40.
No, that's world class.
But he's 6'4", 230. I mean, he's got tight end size.
I think he ran a 4.56.
270 he played at, I believe, at some points.
Is that right?
There was that talk.
Well, was it 270?
I believe so.
I don't think it was that high, was it?
250, sorry. It was 250.
He's slow into
his routes. He totally relies on his size to make catch. Right. He's a strong guy. He
fights for the ball.
Really strong
ball.
Hands. He can win. I mean, he'd probably be a good red zone guy because he'll win some battles, some jump balls and stuff. But I don't think he's going to get consistently open in the NFL.
Who took him?
Chicago.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And they moved.
Clark Judge. Any guesses what weight Alshon Jeffrey is a year from now?
And they moved to get him, right?
Yes, they did. They moved up to get him.
Yeah, that's a terrible, terrible job.
Philadelphia. Uh-oh. Trading partner, you never know.
You smelling a trade?
Locke from Adelaide says, Bills trade swapping picks with Andy Reid last year. Can't the Eagles just give us the third and fourth round pick for nothing? Maybe.
They only owe us like a tenth of a point.
So the Eagles selection is in. They're not up. Here they come to the podium.
I don't have this one on Twitter yet, Fred, so I won't spoil it on this.
This is your guy, right, bud? Fred?
I don't know why I called you bud.
Bud?
To announce the Philadelphia Eagles selection, please welcome from Villanova University, the 91st overall pick of the 2002 draft by the Eagles, running back Brian Westbrook.
You can whip more than I did.
With the 46th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Michael Kendricks, linebacker, California.
I like him.
Yeah. All right. He's a good player, too.
Eagles take a linebacker.
And they needed linebackers for their wide nine.
The Seahawks are up next, and then it's the Patriots. So the Patriots are on deck right now at the 48th pick.
He's a little bowling ball, this one.
So I like him. He is a stout, stout guy. I remember liking him. I like Cal linebackers. They bring the wood.
You like the wood, don't you?
Where the hell are my linebackers?
Logan from Cambridge, with the pick coming right up, two players you'd like to get and two players you'd be upset to get.
Tremaine Johnson I would like to get. I'd take Paul's guy, Boykin. Need a return man?
I'd like
corner.
Boykin, yep.
Two guys I'd be upset to get. That's a weird question.
Okay. Anybody else?
How would you guys feel about Reuben Randall?
I would take Reuben Randall.
I like
a lot.
I'll take him.
Yeah. I like him a lot. Yeah, I agree with Eric. Let's see.
Upset to get.
Upset.
A center. Peter Kahns. That would upset
me. Yeah, Belo's pick.
Good
that
call,
would upset
Eric.
Me.
Yeah. Good call.
Good call.
I'm piggybacking on Eric.
And yeah, he, yeah.
And he, don't do that, Paul.
And he's
please.
A, and he's a guy.
Wow. now that hurts.
Not as
now
much
that hurts.
And sausages.
Hot dogs and sausages.
Is Khan's a guy who's dropped?
No.
No.
No. No.
He's the best center, but he's not that good.
But you know okay. what? He's probably getting to the area now, Fred, where
getting closer.
The longer it goes here, he's dropping. Because I mean, he was a fringe first or second round guy. You're
well,
getting,
right. people that thought he was going in the first round don't know the draft.
You're getting to the second
hot
half
dogs
of the first
and sausages.
Round.
Yes.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Pablo in Mexican City says, great coverage.
Hola. Mexican City?
Mexican City?
Which one?
Wait, did I say Mexico?
You said Mexican.
Oh, okay. I meant Mexico.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
He says, I really hope the Patriots draft Stephen Hill. Oh, wait, the Jets got him. Never mind, he's going to be a bust.
That's right.
That's right.
That is the mentality exactly. we take. The only time he'll have long catches is against the Patriots.
As the crap sheet says, it's good for their ground and pound. He's a good blocker.
He's used to it.
Bobby in West Virginia. Love the draft coverage. First year listening. Selfishly, I'd love the Patriots to pick Vinnie Curry. I live in Huntington and went to Marshall. I feel like he can do exactly what we need him to do. Get to the quarterback. He can play defensive end, outside linebacker. Only minus is his coverage skills, which I don't believe he'll really be asked to do.
No.
Just as a pure pass rusher, I think he'll really surprise a lot of people who probably haven't heard of him or seen him play. There's a local scout.
Possibility. Add another. That would be cool. They just kept adding defensive guys up front. We're just going to
be a hell of a camp, huh?
Throw everybody out there and
be
see
like
what
the
happens.
Roman Coliseum.
Well, you remember all the guys they had last year at camp? They had like 20 defensive. Remember all the defensive lineman types
that,
they had?
About 20?
I don't know.
At one
refresh
point?
Me.
Right? Wasn't it up to that? Like 19 or 20 players at that position?
I think so.
Who was here? Where'd they all go? Who were they?
Well,
older guys, a lot of the younger
guys. They had older
hurt.
Guys. They had younger guys. A lot of the younger guys
you know,
went.
Like Myron Pryor.
Remember Haynesworth?
Like a lot of those guys got hurt. You know, you had Haynesworth.
Anderson.
Your guy,
they added Anderson Carter, Haynesworth.
Right.
Right.
Wasn't your guy
Gerard,
Steve Williams?
Gerard Warren came back. Yeah, your boy Steve Williams was here.
Right.
You had like Cade Weston.
Yeah.
Guys like that. They had a ton. They had like 20 guys.
Okay, don't yell at me.
I just
a bad memory.
You asked me to refresh your
thought
memory.
Thought it was a steel trap. Well, sometimes. Only remembers when I'm right.
Only remembers boobs.
boobs and when
Carl
I'm right.
Carl writes in, sorry if you already talked about this, but what would Jones and Hightower have to do to have a successful rookie season?
Play.
Start. In the name of sacks, tackles, or starts. Thanks for the awesome coverage, and F all New York teams.
Well, the sacks number is a little deceiving because if they're, you know, if you remember, a lot of Mark Anderson's sacks early on were
meh.
Yeah, garbage time sacks where the game was already decided one way or the other.
Or even, some of them were even, and I know this happens at places, but I thought Andre Carter forced them. Like, Andre Carter had the rush, and then,
and then
he would end up with a sack.
Or right. Wilfork would push
yeah,
him.
Yeah, so.
I mean, if they're contributing, you know, first, second, third quarter, if they're getting a lot of these things at valuable times on third down.
You know when you see
long,
it. They're out there
exactly.
playing their impact.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's not about starts either.
No, because Jermaine Cunningham started and sucked.
Yeah, it's right. about playing time.
Playing time.
Right. I don't even know that it's about playing time, because Jermaine Cunningham played and sucked.
But you see impact plays when, you know, you started off by saying, you know it when you see it.
Right.
So you get the playing time, and then you know if a guy's making an impact. You
right.
can see. Tackles will come. I don't know how many sacks they'll get because, like you guys already pointed out, you never know. I mean, sometimes
right.
you're doing a great job getting pressure, and sometimes, you know, the three or four times a year you got pressure, you got a sack.
Does he look closer to Andre Carter or the other guy that we got from Oakland?
Who's that?
He's out there the whole time.
Burgess.
Compare those two in your mind.
Right.
What Andre Carter was,
what
Burgess was.
The sixth overall pick of the 1997 draft by the Seahawks. Offensive tackle, Walter Jones.
He's a
Florida State.
That's a guy that says, I don't mind about that franchise.
With the 47th pick.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the 2012 NFL draft. For Seattle Seahawks select Bobby Wagner.
Ooh, I like him.
Utah State.
Linebacker, Utah
stud.
State.
They have just added a tremendous amount of speed to their linebacking core with Irvin
Sorry,
and
San
Wagner.
Francisco.
No.
Seahawks just won the NFC West.
Seriousness, Irvin and Wagner, and they've sucked at linebacker. They've gotten rid of these guys. They got rid of Curry because he was a bust. That is a solid pick. He is a very, very good run around and kill people linebacker.
You know what we don't see being picked right now are running backs. No one's really looking at running backs.
Well, the trouble is the second-round running backs went in the first round.
Yeah.
Your guy out of Boise and the other guy.
Doug Martin and David Wilson.
They should have been second-round picks. They should have gone in here, and they went too early. So now people are going to go, whoa, I'm waiting until the other guys.
All right, well, the Patriots are on the clock.
Who's it going to be?
Who's
Tremaine
be?
Johnson. I'm going with it. Book it.
All right.
I just hope they pick somebody. And
Ruben
don't
trade Randle.
Down. Please, 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 please don't.
The voice
down.
From my ear says Ruben Randle.
Ruben Randle.
Anybody else got a pick to make? Fred, who are you taking?
I'll go with Randle. Sounds good.
Brandon Boykin.
Boykin.
I like my boy Boykin.
Joey writes in,
I think it's going to be Jermaine Johnson.
Great show. Keep bringing the wood. Prediction, Belichick will trade both picks in some way for more picks this year and a 1 year next year somehow.
Well, you're about to be wrong.
He's
got to
do it right now. the Patriots are on the clock. Bobby Wagner just was taken by the Seahawks.
I would have liked to have seen Bobby Wagner here. I know he doesn't really fit, and I know we already drafted a linebacker, but I like good, solid football players.
All right.
They need a secondary player here.
Yes, they do. A primary secondary player.
Primary secondary.
I know Andy doesn't like him, but I like the kid from Boise State, too, the safety, Alaka. Andy doesn't like him.
Oh, yeah, another one.
Well, we didn't trade it, guys.
What's that? Matter?
We did not trade
it. The pick is in.
Oh,
yep. Jackpot. Okay. Come on, baby.
Just all right.
This is your guy, Paul, right?
The pick is in for the Patriots. By the way, Eric, have you written back to this guy that's giving you all this advice going
over? What are you talking about?
When you go on your trip, he's been giving you...
There are a couple.
Band of Brothers
there are a few
advice.
People who have been giving me advice. Well, this,
Band of Brothers advice.
I just hope so because he keeps emailing. I hope you don't. I hope you're getting back to him.
No, yeah,
blowing I'll him off.
No. Okay. No. We have a little show that we're doing here right now. I don't want.
No, I know.
It's a big
but he's,
deal.
He's
quarter of a million
seen,
people.
No, and I appreciate it. Yeah.
A quarter of a million people hanging on your every word.
He's writing in during the show, so it's very important.
Eric's actually going to meet up with him, right?
Simmer down.
Where's he from?
No, I think well, there are a few people who've been writing in about this.
You're going to meet up with all of them. Call it a gang.
No, No. Mark from Fall
Pick
River.
Pick is in. Come on. Yourself.
Seems like a lot of people are questioning where Hightower will fit in the defense. First, we don't know for sure how good he'll be. Second, do these people remember that Tracy White started in the Super Bowl for us? Not to say that Bill wouldn't do that again, but at least maybe we'll have another option. Third, it's Belichick. He'll find a spot for a good player. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that they're going to figure something out.
Wait a minute,
out.
Did he cover all the bases there? Did he start with, let's first realize he might not be good? And wasn't that like the first
sentence? No, he said people are wondering where he's if.
No, but I thought first he might not be that good, and then so you can't play him, and then he's going to be good because Belichick knows how to make him good.
Well, that's our listeners.
And I'm fine with that. Where's the pick? The
yeah,
pick is
Come
in.
On, let's go.
Patriot selection.
Here we go.
Troy Brown. Bad T. Roy Brown announces Vinny Curry.
The Patriots are
paid. Could be one of those defensive ones.
New England Patriots business.
Josh Chapman.
It could be one of those defensive linemen, too, Andy.
How about Chapman? It's a little early for an ACL.
From Marshall University, selected in the eighth
He's
round
booed,
in 1993
Jets fans.
By the Patriots.
My name's Troy Brown.
Wide receiver Troy Brown.
Or Kermit the Frog.
That sounds like Kermit the Frog.
It's like you put on a little weight.
Cameron
With
does
the
that.
48th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft. The New England Patriots select Tavon Wilson, safety from Illinois.
Oh, I don't love it.
Okay.
Bingo.
Patriots
bingo.
Have chosen a safety.
I like the
Tavon
position.
Tavon Wilson.
Yeah. I like the position
Didn't,
of need. He's not really on
player.
My radar.
Okay. All right. Let the critique begin.
Who the hell is he?
Oh, boy.
Do I have to open my R,
yeah,
lads?
That's a good soundbite to play there.
I'm
going to
have to get my... Pro Football Weekly.
Oh,
he was not on anybody's.
Let's Last time they took a safety from Illinois. How'd that work out?
Really well early.
Yeah.
Safety out of Illinois, Tavon Wilson. Is he a corner? Is he a free safety?
I don't know.
Oh, he was the 14th rated free safety, according to Pro Football Weekly. And I will now go to his bio. They did it to us. We're back to our normal ways. Forget the trading up for big names. Yep. We're back, baby.
We didn't have this guy on our radar.
No.
Yeah, our lads had him pretty low ranked.
It is what it is.
All right, we're scrambling here.
You know it's not good when you can't find him in any draft book.
I officially can't rip him for this pick on account of I never saw him play.
What's his name?
Tavon
Wilson.
Out of Illinois. All right.
Isn't he a defensive back?
He's a safety. Yeah.
Well, they listed him as a safety. He probably played like, you know, quarterback in college, but, you know, we're cerebral.
He doesn't have a bio.
Well, our lads has him in there, but with no bio.
No, that's what I have. Yeah. I have him listed as the 14th best free safety, but he's not listed in their big groupings of bios from what I can see.
I'll bet you that other thing that we have, the from Tay Thomas or whatever his name is.
Dave T.E. Thomas.
Yeah, that might have it. So the Patriots have taken a safety, but we're not excited.
Well, we don't know anything about him. How can we be excited? Cornerbacks. I'm going to Mel Kiper to see what he has
listed.
Oh boy, yeah. Do guys shy show?
Oh God, this.
This is bad radio.
Stripper
right here.
Says, and now it was Eugene Wilson, right?
Yep. So another Wilson out of Illinois. He was the 26th rated safety according to Mel Kiper. He gave him a grade of 6. This is
our lads gave him a grade of 3.49.
This is bad. Stripper this is very says, disappointing.
Stripper says that Wilson is the first player picked not in Mayock's top 100.
This is bad. We got a bad.
Back to
player.
His old ways.
Hey guys, I got the Illinois website up if you want some
okay,
stuff.
Why don't you give it to us?
Honorable mention All Big Ten 2010-2011. Mm. Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. In October of 2010.
He had one player of the week. Woo!
Big Ten Sportsmanship honoree in 2010.
I like this guy.
He was a team captain, though. He was the Illinois team captain last year.
Great. That's all you got?
You're
right, Fred.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. He's
So this was definitely just the position, right?
This was just, but there were way better players available.
This is a terrible
pick.
Way better. Trumaine Johnson, we got Paul's guy, George Ilioka, we got, I mean, any, Markel Henry. I think this is a terrible pick.
Huh.
I do. I mean, I don't know anything about him, but because I don't know anything about him, I'm assuming it's a terrible pick.
I'm going to take your word for it.
What now?
I'm a bit curious with that reasoning, but does anybody have the email?
Well, I don't know anything about him.
I can't even get on NFL Draft Scout to look up the guy's bio.
He had 81 tackles this year.
It's a lot of tackles.
One sack, one forced fumble, and one interception. He only had 3 career interceptions.
Okay, for an Illinois team.
Free safety. He's under 200 pounds, too. He's a small free safety.
5'11".
5'11", 197 or something.
Yep.
So not even a big guy. He's a free safety, clearly.
Maybe he's – what's his speed? Maybe he's a returner.
4.56, I think it said.
Yeah.
It's not overly fast.
I'm looking for something here. Nothing?
We got nothing. So now we have the guy Fred doesn't like today when we reconvene for day 3 show tomorow.
Yeah. I don't know anything
about
him.
He'll like him.
Well, you'll know something about him by
tomorrow.
He's
been playing football since third grade.
I'll find some
You'll
more.
Find something.
I'll find something about him by tomorrow, and I'll report back to you.
What a
He was a 4-year starter.
I like that.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt. I like that.
And in 4 years, he had one player of the week honor.
And if he was honorable mention Big Ten.
Right.
Paul's just walked out again. He's left.
He wasn't even the best of the best in the Big Ten.
It's the Big Ten.
Yeah.
There's only 10 schools. There's 20 safeties.
Well, maybe
the Chargers are on the clock.
You know what I mean.
With the Rams
honorable mention.
First team, second team. Exactly.
There's 8 safeties. I mean, no, 4 safeties.
I think one of those. To announce the San Diego Chargers selection,
this is disappointing.
Please welcome from Rice University the 37th overall selection in 1989 by the Chargers, offensive lineman Courtney Hall.
With the 49th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the San Diego Superchargers select Kendall Reyes, defensive end.
Okay. Chargers take Reyes. Rams are up.
Fred, I'm efforting to get the NFL Draft Scout bio on him. It's loading a little slowly, but they appear to have one, which is always a positive.
Sean writes in, the guy seems quick, but he's really small, only 5'11", 205 pounds. Does not look like a good tackler. Last time we drafted a smaller, faster safety in Merriweather, that didn't work out too well.
It's true.
Let's see.
Son of a. This is where I get frustrated. All this work for months on end, and we draft a guy I'd never even heard of or seen.
Joey in Endicott says that Bleacher Report called Wilson a 7th-round draft choice at best.
Well, Bleacher Report doesn't know anything.
Well, it depends on who's saying it.
NFL Draft Scout, that guy that we argued with on the radio that thought Brian Hoyer was going to be the starting quarterback in the NFL. That's Bleacher Report.
Kevin in High Point says, after what seems like a great first round by the Patriots, this pick scares the crap out of me. Is this a case of Bill trying to outthink everyone? Just makes no sense. The scariest part is that none of you knew the first thing about this guy.
Well, he was by NFL Draft Scout projected as a 6th or a 7th round pick.
And he's in the 2nd round.
Saying that his high would be the 5th round and his low would be undrafted. His stock was rising, in their opinion.
Not that high.
They had him ranked 9 on free safety ratings.
He had a high 40 time of 4.45, average 40 time of 4.52. He's a free safety. They think he could also be a special teamer and a cornerback. At his pro day, he ran a 4.52, weighed in at 5.11, 205. 20-yard was 2.56, 10-yard was 1.60. 17 reps in 225, 32-inch vertical, 10.4 broad, 4.16, 20, 7.04, 3-cone drill. Yeah, NFL Draft Scout didn't even update his bio after the 11th season.
NFL.com on his page, it's completely blank.
Matthew Slater all over again.
Then you go to the comments.
Guys, guess who gets to write this profile?
I see, I like these because no one knows anything about him.
Can't be wrong.
Right. The Rams are selecting.
With the 50th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select Isaiah Pede, running back.
That's a good pick for them. Have they gotten a receiver yet? No, they haven't. But that's a good pick for them, and that's Steven Jackson Insurance. Some people thought they were interested in Trent Richardson. He's a guy that he's a little undersized.
The Rams took Brian Quick, the first pick of the second round.
Oh, okay. Then they're doing a fine job getting my boy some tools.
Okay.
But he's a guy that I think he could be an every down back. I'm not sure. He's definitely a change of pace back. He's undersized. I'm not going to deny that. But I think he's a pretty good player.
Reyes went too high, Andy.
Some of the comments
San Diego?
On
the pick before that.
On the Wilson page on NFL.com. Who is this guy? I guess they don't believe in Pat Chung's health. No, I guess they believe in Devin McCourty as a corner. Man, never heard of Tavon Wilson. He's the highest pick, lowest rated player of all time. So
does this guy supplant that guy the Raiders took a couple years ago in the second round? That was a second round
Mitchell,
pick, right?
Mitchell, yeah. Right? Was he second or third?
I thought he was a second.
He might have been a second.
Pick.
Yeah, I think you're right, Paul.
Okay, so reading some of the back story, he played corner. It says, September 3rd, 2011, after spending his junior year at safety to shore up an injury-riddled secondary, Wilson received the go-ahead to move back to his preferred position. Cornerback, defensive coordinator Vic Cunning dubbed him the most consistent defender throughout camp.
So this is Eugene Wilson all over again.
Yeah, he's a
Guy without a position.
Yeah, they've been
was a corner. They moved the Patriots moved him to safety out of necessity, not because of necessarily anything
this
else.
This guy was listed as a corner as of 10-10-11 on his NFL Draft Scout page. Trevon Wilson, senior, cornerback. He's from Washington, D.C. Returned a fumble 66 yards for a touchdown.
Well, maybe that's why we're not seeing him is because, you know, they're listing him now as a safety. And
no, everybody has him in their book. They just have him way down there.
As a safety, right?
No, but the point is they think he sucks. Whatever you want to list him as, they didn't take the time to write a bio
He'd
for
be
him.
Listed lower as a corner.
Yes.
Yeah. Stephen Winchester says, so I guess that's why we want Belichick to have those 6th and 7th round picks. If you can't get a 7th, better grab those guys now. Continuing with that.
That is not a dumb thing. Like, we heard they like guys that were going to go after the 2nd round. Right? So they just took them in the 2nd.
Continuing with that 2nd round track record, too bad, but a tremendous 1st round. And congrats to all the free lunches for the trade-up.
Why, thank you.
Fred, this is where you're supposed to chime in with, Rob Gronkowski didn't work out too good, did it?
Right.
Second round pick.
No, Fred's not yet sold on this pick. He will be tomorrow.
No, but the sarcastic comment about the second round, I thought for sure, was Fred's opening there for the Gronkowski crack.
Fred writes in from Maine, even if Belichick likes this kid, no one else is looking at this kid before the 4th round. Trade down and pick up some extra picks and get him later. Come on, Bill. What? Yeah, I mean, unless they got word that someone else was interested in him. I mean, you know, I don't know.
We're one pick away, though, from having the draft end for the Patriots. We have one more pick to move down. That's it.
I mean, so he wasn't invited to the combine? Is that what you said?
No, I don't believe so. I have no idea.
There's no numbers for him?
Wouldn't it say yes? In combine invite, doesn't it say yes?
Yeah, and it doesn't. Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't say anything.
So he didn't. He wasn't at the combine. He wasn't on anybody's radar. They didn't update his bio after the 11th season. Kuiper didn't write a bio. Our lads didn't write a bio.
Well, that's not saying much.
But the point is, no one thought he was a high prospect, borderline draftable, 6th round pick, whatever.
Well, this will be interesting. You know, I think it's a legit question to ask Belichick. He's not on anyone's, you know, in these draft books. I know they're not worth the.
Yeah, well, we don't really worry about what anybody else thinks. We worry about how we rate a player and how we think he can perform in the system.
But it's obvious this guy was overlooked. Maybe not by other football teams, but by the so-called draft experts. What did you see in him?
Mike Mayock overlooked him, and everybody thinks he's God.
Yeah. Mark in Fall River, when looking at the grades of all the second-round picks on NFL.com, it's all 80s, then a 48. Guess who took the one at 48? I guess this will test the theory of anyone would be better than what they had back there last year.
Well, for all we know, the guy's a freaking gunner.
Like, well, the guy they drafted last year. He is listed as a special teams player,
Malcolm
as well.
Williams. Maybe they draft him to be a gunner in the second round.
Maybe. But that's kind of weird.
You say weird, I say dumb.
Let's see. Kay Lee writes in on the NFL.com live draft tracker. They show a numeric grade of each player drafted. And we just went over this. 79.7, 84.7, and then Wilson, 48.2. What the hell? This draft was looking so good.
Preach it.
Boy, people turn very quickly, huh?
As they should.
As
you
they
look
should.
At
it's
the
a terrible pick.
When they come, well, it's probably right now.
The Packers.
To announce the Green Bay Packers selection.
Who's this, Leroy Butler?
Please welcome from Florida State University, selected in the second round in 1990 by the Packers, defensive back Leroy Butler.
I want to say hi to my mom. She just had hip surgery, and my children. With the 51st pick,
they didn't.
13-time world champion Green Bay Packers select Jarrell Worthy, Michigan State.
Paul's first-round selection finally is off the board.
Only 20 picks late.
All right, Jarrell Worthy goes to the Packers. Lucas.
I think he's a good player. I'm sorry. I disagree with Andy. I think he's a good player.
Hot dogs and sausages.
Jarrell Lucas writes in, well, hey, we may not know who this guy is, but we needed a safety, I guess, and so in Bill I trust. We'll see how this pans out. I'm from Huntington, West Virginia, so I've seen a lot
of
Marshall
games. We needed a safety.
Games,
we should have drafted one.
And I definitely would have taken...
We still need a safety.
I would have rather taken Vinnie Curry over this guy or even LaMichael James, because I'm a huge Oregon fan, but we never knew who Tom Brady was in the draft, or at least I didn't.
No,
and that
please.
Turned out all right. So let's just hope this kid is some hidden gem.
Check the record books at Michigan.
If you didn't know who Tom Brady was.
Check the record books at Illinois and compare them.
You're right, Eric. The one thing to say to that is, oh, my God.
Eleanor writes in. She says,
easy, Eric. Don't tell her to go bleep herself or anything.
Great job these past 2 days, except for when Andy told a 15-year-old that he doesn't get laid. Yeah, that was a pretty low point, Andy.
Was that wrong?
Wilson wasn't even invited to the combine, so that's probably why Paul has never heard of him. You guys have to get John Jones on the show and watch some of his fights. Afterwards, you'd want anybody even the slightest bit related to him on your team. Oh, okay, so that's Chandler's brother.
Yeah, and John Bones Jones.
Eric, I was upset about you calling me a bitch until I heard you're going to visit Normandy by yourself. Now I just feel sorry for you.
Screw you, bitch.
That took a turn for
that's
the ugly.
That's a good email.
Well, come along and I'll storm your beach.
Oh,
that doesn't
wow.
make any
yes, it
isn't
does.
Eleanor like 100?
No. It's a 100-year-old name, but, yeah.
Oh my
just
God.
So you know, my hope was when I asked the boy
Eric
if he
goes,
had
that
a girlfriend.
Doesn't even make sense. He goes, yes, it did.
I wanted the kid to say he had a girlfriend. I was
going to ask
if he was
I know exactly
any,
why
so
you were
that
going
I could
down
say
that.
A 15-year-old getting some of
Andy, you don't need to explain it to us.
Why
we know what you're
that
doing.
Why are you doing to a 15-year-old kid?
You said you lost yours at 14.
But I didn't get asked about it on the radio.
Fred was precocious.
I would have asked you.
No, you just answer for us.
Right.
Fred, I got a question. When I was 14.
But don't do that.
In a back
to
alley,
a kid.
You know what I'm saying? I paid. Hey.
The kid just wants to ask a football question.
He and I are tight. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah. And the guy has done a great
job. Let's see.
The Titans are picking.
It's unfortunate that we missed Mike Mayock tell us what a great pick that Tavon Wilson was.
I think the Green Bay Packers are the most intelligent.
To announce the Tennessee Titans selection. Please welcome
the shirt supposed to be outside
from the Ohio State University.
The shirt supposed
that's,
to be outside?
No,
the
14th yeah,
overall
good.
Pick of the 1996 draft. Running back Eddie George.
Yeah.
That's the worst pick of the draft right there.
Yeah.
That shirt selection.
With the 52nd pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Zach Brown, linebacker. North Carolina.
You don't get the band?
Okay. Now, any of our listeners that are listening to or watching either ESPN or NFL Network, tell us what Mayock or Kuiper, whoever's on ESPN, tell us what they said after the Patriots made that pick.
Well, I believe someone emailed and said he was the first pick, not in Mayock's top 100.
I'd be more interested to see what
the instant reaction
what
was.
Mayock said.
Yeah.
Apparently ESPN, they were speechless when that pick happened. They were kind of doing the same thing that you guys were doing. Like, we don't know too much about this guy.
Really? Okay. Fred in Dublin, I have to admit, it's very nostalgic to hear you guys so disappointed about a Patriots pick. Brings back so many memories. Suppose it was bound to happen. Are you surprised by the lack of trade action in the second round? There were rumors on NFL.com that teams were looking to trade up for Jenkins.
I'm a little surprised that the trades have just come to a screeching halt for the most part.
Great show, guys. This is from Jay in Scituate. This was from Falconholic.com on Tavon Wilson. So he did have a visit with another team, at least. The last sentence is what scares me the most. This is from, quote, James informed us several days ago of Mike Nolan's love affair with the big nickel formation where a third safety is thrown into the mix. With this in mind, we'll look at another draft prospect who was on the Falcons' visit list, Wilson. Wilson spent 4 years at University of Illinois. We know all that. He is known as a valuable leader for the Fighting Illini. In his college bio page, says he's Illinois' honoree for the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award in 2010. Blah, blah, blah. In 2011, Wilson was one of the better defenders on a defense that only allowed 19.6 points per game, ranking number 15 in the nation. His coverage skills could use some work, which is why he's projected to go in round 6 or 7, but he can be physical and doesn't seem to shy away from contact.
So we got Mark Barron, but poor man.
A poor man, Mark Barron?
I mean, destitute.
He can't cover.
Why? He was a corner who can't cover. Oh, no.
Pit-a-pit-a-pit-a-pit-a-wee.
Phil in St. Pete says that the NF Post, the National Football Post.
National Football Post,
yes.
They have
a little write-up?
Yeah, write-up on him. The impression they have, the bottom line, a thick-framed kid with some natural power but is lacking the closing gear, and it shows up in both the run and the pass game.
Great. Sounds like a second-round pick to me.
So he sucks.
Sergio Brown.
But if you look at
that
the
was good.
If you look at the write up, he does look, you know, they think he's physical, not afraid of contact, but he lacks that second gear to routinely make the play.
So why is he going in the second round?
You can't rationalize it. This is a questionable pick.
I'm just reading what people were saying.
But every bio has positives, and every bio says the guy can hit or the guy can do X.
Okay.
But no one thinks this guy should have been drafted in the second round.
Nobody
no one
does.
On the planet
Nobody
other than
does.
Bill
That's
Belichick.
Why I think it's a legitimate question to ask. He seems to have evaded the radar of...
A lot of people didn't even think he should have been drafted.
No, he won't answer it.
No,
of course not.
What did you
He'll
see?
He'll say, we don't really care what other people think.
No, okay. James in Brisbane says, well, at least we got a guy at a position of need. He's hopefully going to be better than Matt Slater. With only one pick left in the draft, I'm wondering what we have to offer to get picks later today or tomorrow. Are there any players you could see us moving for? One idea I had was sending off next year's third rounder for a couple of picks this year. Next year's third rounder for a couple of picks this year. I mean, I guess they could, right?
Yeah, but then you're down to
four. Then you don't have
really
four
depleting
next year.
Next year's draft.
Right.
I mean, now you're bad money after good.
They only have five picks next year as of now.
Let's see. Dan writes in, thank God we drafted Wilson. I was concerned someone had kidnapped Belichick for a second. Just wanted to say that was an all-time rant by Andy yesterday on the O-line.
Yes, it
and
was.
And at least 95% true. I'm concerned about Vollmer's durability. Also, that was perhaps the greatest fight over the interest in a player in Stephen Hill. I shudder to think what would have happened had the Pats taken him. I imagine someone was leaving Foxborough in a stretcher. If the Patriots had taken him, he would have been fine.
Patriots, yeah.
You know? Mayock's take on Wilson, one of the bigger shocks to me so far. He also said, interesting guy, scheme diverse, compared with Eugene Wilson, and a late riser.
That is the one thing that Draft Scout had is an up arrow.
If he turns into Eugene Wilson, then I have no problem with the pick.
I don't either.
But I don't think he's going to turn into Eugene Wilson. They also need
All right, the Bengals are selecting.
Keep that
he turns into Ed Reed. I have no
Brandon Thompson, Devin Still. They're both on. Still
to
on
announce
there.
The Cincinnati Bengals selection, please welcome from San Diego State the 15th overall pick of the 1973 draft by the Bengals. Wide receiver,
Isaac
Curtis.
Nice.
With the 53rd pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Devin Still, defensive tackle, Penn State.
Okay.
So the green room is emptying out.
Yes.
Because Hill went, Still went.
Cordy Glenn.
Glenn went.
Cordy Glenn didn't show up.
Upshaw went.
I wouldn't have shown up for day two either. So it's almost empty.
No, but that was the green room yesterday, right?
Reuben Randall, has he left?
No, he's still available.
Yeah. Jay
Pats are going to take him at 62.
Jay writes in that...
Either that or they're going to take Joe Schmuckatelli.
John Gruden's was loving the pick, but then again, that hillbilly loves everybody. But Berman and Kuiper were speechless.
Kuiper? I've never seen Kuiper speechless. I might have to try to track down that video footage.
That's one he would have been ripping if someone other than the Patriots had picked him.
Right.
Joel,
this is why they're the
this
Raiders.
This is why they're the Bengals.
But you
can't
say this is why they're the Patriots.
Well, there's a reason. Joel in Merrimack, New Hampshire says, hey, Eric. Hey, guys, and Eric. Wow, can I ask you guys a question? How many Super Bowls have you clowns coached a team to?
How many Super Bowls have I had Tom Brady on my team? Never.
WTF, do you guys just think that Belichick said, what the hell, I need to waste a pick to confuse the world and let the boys down at PFW and get them all hot and bothered? Belichick has a reason, and maybe this kid is nothing more than a rich man's Eugene Wilson, but let me ask you, how
poor
nice
man's.
Would it have been to have Eugene Wilson last year? Let's face it, almost anyone coming out is an upgrade to what we have in the secondary.
Well, that's not necessarily true, A. And B, I'm sure Bill had a reason of drafting Wheatley and Butler and Brace in the second round, and he cut them all or will cut them all.
No.
So he's not always right in the second round. In fact, he's wrong a lot in the second round.
And I'll say this again. If he's Eugene Wilson, I'll be happy. That was a good pick.
No,
Eugene Wilson was a good player.
No, I am not drinking the Kool-Aid, but let's
give, oh, yes, you are.
Let's give the guy a freaking
You're
chance
drinking
before
something
we
else,
bury
and it
him.
Comes out of Bill.
Questions should be asked, but don't plant the knife too deeply in his back
drinking
before he even hits
more
the
like
field.
Sucking, swallowing, whatever.
Wow.
That.
Yeah. Mark in Cumberland, you have to ask anyone watching with a DVR to rewind and hear what Gruden says. I'm trying to listen to you guys and ESPN, so I didn't hear everything. He talked about him being a coach calling him the best D-back in the draft. I think Gruden agreed with him.
Best D-back in the draft. So best defensive back in the draft.
That's,
better than Claiborne, better than Barron.
That's foolish.
Yeah.
Then why was he honorable
foolish.
Mention Big Ten?
Absolutely foolish.
I don't know. Tim writes in, I'm just wondering what you may think about the other second-round pick, seeing as how Bill and company have seemingly wasted the better situated of the two on the little-known Tavon Wilson. Do you see this round as somewhat of a failure due to the pick?
Yes.
Especially if we trade out with the second pick in the round.
Absolutely.
Well, that would be the better move because they've already blown the first one. If you're going to just
seriously.
Brian in Baltimore says, Tavon Wilson, who? Well, after this pick, Mel Kiper looked like he was going to have a mini panic attack. They zoomed in on him, and he was searching left and right for a sheet or anything on this guy. I got up right after the pick to yell, but the ESPN guys definitely made the I farted face after this one. Hopefully, Bill knows what the hell he's doing. And to that guy who compared this guy to picking Brady, are you high?
People knew who Brady was.
He was a record-setting,
quarterback.
Bowl-winning quarterback.
Yeah.
He was the guy being interviewed after big games on the sideline.
Yeah.
This guy is an honorable mention Jag.
You could, it would have been a perfect undrafted rookie free agent signing on Monday.
Sure.
Would have been a great acquisition in that way. You don't need to waste draft picks with guys like this.
Steven writes in, the Patriots secondary was so bad in 2011, some guy from Illinois, Mel Kiper, hasn't heard of, is now the second-best player. Had to take him there. No way he would have lasted until 62. That's sarcasm, Eric.
No, I'm not saying
it.
I'm just thinking
I thought it was legitimate
move.
Mayock analysis. To be
The first player, according to Twitter on NFL.com, that didn't have video available. I like that. Didn't have a video tab.
No, I have the NFL.com thing open, and there's video next to his thing.
Okay, then play it. I want to
see.
Let's
see. Hold on. Where is he?
The Lions are on the clock, and their pick is in. TG and NJ says Belichick is done with this draft. The Tavon pick proves it.
Yep.
Don't get your hopes up for the last pick. He's probably trying to trade it for some picks next year. Those two first-round picks were too much for Belichick. He has to go spoil the draft. Sometimes they think he does this crap on purpose just to tweak us.
To the conference call area. We'll have fun. We'll
Tavon Wilson's going to be up.
Too bad the fans weren't still there. Tavon Wilson. Who? I know one person who likes this pick. Patriots Football Weekly graphic design artist Maura Wilson.
Oh, that's right.
Because she's been waiting. I think her husband wants a Wilson Patriots jersey. Well,
she'll still be
Say if he makes
that's
the
true.
Team.
That's true.
Michelle in Florida. I think Belichick is just following tradition. He has to have one player that no one knows about. Andy is also following his own draft day tradition. 2010 draft was the Twitter issue or the 2011, he insulted a mentally challenged kid. 2012, he teases a 15-year-old about not getting it.
Wasn't teasing
in the 1989 draft by the Lions.
I didn't get any at 15.
Hall of Fame running back.
We're 16.
Barry Sanders.
17. With the 54th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Ryan Broyles. Wide receiver.
Wow. Is that Paul's guy?
That's everybody's guy. That's Stripper's guy.
Yeah.
That's Wes Welker's guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wes told him, you'll be all right. Somebody will still take you. You got plenty of tape. And he was right. I mean, he goes in the middle of the second round.
My guy, Reuben Randall, has fallen like a rock.
Yeah, I don't really.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I
understand that. Broyles is a good pick. Who did he go? Detroit? Oh,
Detroit.
That's a great pick for Stafford.
Yeah.
You got the Moss Welker thing going on with Calvin Johnson and Broyles when he's healthy. That's a good pick for them. But I'm just surprised. Middle of the second round for a guy with an ace coming off an ACL. But, I mean, maybe he's Welker-like.
At least he's a player we've heard
middle
of.
Middle of next year.
Well, if he hadn't
I would have taken the ACL guy over our guy, and he's got two good knees.
What were they saying about Broyles if he hadn't had the injury?
Didn't he come close to setting an NCAA record
he
for
did
like reception? Oh, did he?
No, I believe he's the all-time leader in receptions in the NCAA. And that's what Welker told him. You have a ton of production on tape. And Welker was basically, you know, I didn't get drafted. You're still going to get drafted even with an ACL injury. But I don't think anybody expected him to go in the second round, not even Strippers.
Well, that's Tom Dimitroff.
No, that was Detroit that took him.
On TV.
Oh.
I think they're shaking.
Good
that's Brad Blank, right? I mean,
Arthur Blank.
Isn't that Arthur Blank?
Arthur Blank, yeah.
Yeah.
Robin in Alaska says, howdy, PFW scribes. Well done in the coverage so far. Now here's a thought. Serve with a grain of salt. T. Willie's college stat line was 141 tackles, one sack, one strip, three interceptions. In comparison to do some Billy Beanball, Mark Barron's college stat line was 149 tackles, five sacks, 12 interceptions. They're almost the same guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You really believe that?
Kool-Aid.
I want to ask him if he really believes that. Email back in, Bob and Robin, and tell me if you really believe that, because I don't think you do. Because I think you've watched Mark Barron play against good football teams in championship games.
It's a joke.
Thank you.
It's a joke.
Then we smoke it.
Then why'd you do it?
Jay writes in, I only caught the last bit of what Gruden said about this kid, but he was glowing in paraphrasing about talking to Coach Ron Zook. About Wilson, and that Zook said that people really have missed on ranking Wilson and that he was the best safety in the draft, and we have to believe what Zook says. Mel Kiper was pretty speechless and surprised. He said he had to look far back on his list for where this kid ranked, and it was something like the 26th ranked safety on his board. But it is a need for the Patriots and that he could actually come in and play perhaps.
Okay, that's fine. Sign him as an undrafted rookie free agent. No one else is going to draft this kid. Don't waste picks.
And why do we have to take Zook's word for it? He's going down the Dave Wannstedt school of coaching where you move lower and lower. You're a head coach at Florida. You fail there. Then you go to be a head coach at Illinois. You fail there. Now you get a Division II job. You fail there and keep moving down. So when did he become the assessor of all great talents?
Jay writes in, what the F are the Patriots thinking? I live in Columbus, Ohio, and watch this dude get burned over and over by the Buckeyes the last 4 years.
No.
And the guy burning him was the pathetic Terrell Pryor. This is a horrible pick. I was so I was so happy yesterday with our picks. Now I'm pissed.
Mm. No. He's the best safety in the draft. Ron Zook said so. And Ron Zook is God next to Belichick. Sub-God. Semi-God.
Demi-God.
Demi-God. No, I meant semi.
Oh, semi? Really?
All right. So he had like a 48 ranking, I think, on NFL.com, which is a free agent.
Out of 100, yeah.
This guy should have been
undrafted
6'7"
rookie free agent.
/ undrafted.
So, I mean.
It's a wasted pick.
I feel like Fred Kirsch is going to ask a question at the press conference.
I wouldn't be appropriate.
Why?
Because I'm not writing anything.
Because you have a Hartford Whalers shirt on.
No, I'm not. you know, it's not fair to just go and ask questions if you're not actually doing a story.
I disagree with that. I think if you're a radio show host, you have the right to go ask a question and bring information to your listeners.
As long as it's a good question, I don't think it matters what you're
If you're in the media and you're in the business of figuring out why he did something and what he did, I think there's every right in the world for you to go ask him.
Mark,
I think
now,
you
if you
just
drop
don't
an
have...
F-bomb, that might not be.
No.
You know.
I don't think you have the stones to ask a question.
Mark says, I know why Belichick drafted Wilson. Wilson has incriminating images of Belichick's junk. Fred is rapidly Googling to have a look.
This is great how it changes like that. Literally. Everybody was happy. Troy Brown was saying with the twelve, whatever. And he said the name and everybody went, who, what, and got mad.
It literally took like the air out of the room.
Right. Yeah. They did.
You guys were silent as soon as the pick was mentioned.
And you know me. For me to be silent, I mean, that's saying something.
Tyler says, why don't we trade Kevin Wilson for picks? Probably get a better player in the seventh.
Who's going to want to give up picks for a guy
no
that they could have signed as an undrafted rookie free agent?
The Falcons are picking with the 55th pick.
Is this Algie?
Please welcome.
Algernon.
From the University of North Carolina.
It's like he ate Paul.
He put on some pounds.
In the 2001 draft by Atlanta. Tight end.
Algie
Crumpler.
He's big
hair,
too.
And he's bigger.
He's
oh, my
God.
He looks like a guard.
It's only been a year.
He looks like Brian Waters.
Now I
with
know why
the 55th
he didn't
pick in the 2012 NFL draft.
Nice man.
The Atlanta Falcons select Peter Kahn's.
B-Lo, your guy just made it into the
Hot
second round.
Hot dogs and sausages.
All right. Hey, Matt, can you hear me?
Flash?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm thinking we're going to take a break right now.
Okay.
All right? And so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.